B-Pod Studios.
Morning is an important time of day.
Are you awake?
I am awake.
But I'm not happy.
It is way too early for this, guys.
And I haven't even had my coffee yet.
So, it's Tuesday.
Hey, it's only Tuesday.
Is it really?
Yep, nothing to get excited about.
Well, I, for one, am very excited about this.
About what?
About what?
About this show.
What about this show?
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, May 18th. Anything significant to you, LBF, about May 18th?
No.
Nothing?
Mount St. Helens erupted on this day.
Oh, that's what it was. This day in history. I don't have anything. It's May 18th. No.
It's a big day.
It is. Our boy is celebrating his birthday.
He's finally growing up.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Brian.
Thanks.
How you feeling?
Good.
You look good.
I'm glad that it's falling on a Tuesday. Because, you know, Tuesdays feel like a week long these days. So it's going to be a whole week all in one day.
I'm looking at your hair. It's on point.
Thanks.
There's not one gray in there.
Oh, no, they're there.
You got a gray? There.
Yeah.
Huh?
I have my hairstylist cut them out every haircut.
Yeah. You know, eventually they win, right?
Yeah, they win.
They win. I mean,
doesn't mean I'm not going to fight, Bob.
Okay, yeah, go down and fight. Earn this, okay? Yeah. Anyway, happy birthday, Brian.
Thank you.
Any big plans to
of? You know, pick up kids at school. I'm going to drop kids off at sports.
Yeah.
Then go to bed.
That's about your age.
Yep.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I do have some mulch I might spread.
There it is.
You
know.
Oh,
it is.
Boy, you are living the dad dream.
He's the dad dream.
He's
a suburban dad through and through.
Yeah.
His wife went to a town meeting last night.
Yeah.
Town hall. Ran the show.
Oh, it was great.
So there you go.
Nothing like a town meeting.
You like a small town meeting.
Oh, boy, they're fun.
Yeah.
I was characters in town.
Well, you were saying that they actually were playing Yacht Rock during the town meeting. That's pretty cool.
It was very strange.
Yeah.
They had to do like a vote. So the kids, I think it's the kids from the high school who were kind of run the video stuff.
Yeah.
And they start rolling songs while they're voting. Like,
oh, that's nice.
Like what?
And like Key Largo.
Birdie Higgins.
Little Birdie Higgins. And Christopher Cross, Ride Like the Wind. I'm like, this is great.
That's it.
A little Yacht Rock while we vote.
That's good. Rock the vote.
That's right. Yacht Rock the vote.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
I'm sure we'll have some surprises today.
Oh, sure.
I don't have any. You might have one.
My sleeve.
All right. That's what I want to hear. I was going to text you, but I'm like, she's on it.
Oh.
She is on it.
I'm on it.
Just coast right in like Birdie Higgins and Christopher Cross.
All right.
It's like Bogey and Bacall.
That's right.
That's it.
I'm just going to sail through the show.
That ended badly.
Bogey and Bacall.
Well, yeah, he died.
don't smoke Pall Malls, the other. Hey, 81 today, partly cloudy. I think what you see here is probably how it's going to look throughout the day. Just a few clouds, but not bad. 60 tonight, tomorrow, high of 74. Today's the day, Brian. Today is the day.
Right.
Don't waste this day.
Spread some mulch.
You can do better.
I hope. Earn it.
Our morning show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
WROR. 80s and more. Good morning. It is 5:58. Nice looking Tuesday. LBF will tell you all about that coming up. Plus, I got some good news. If you're a fan of Genesis, okay?
Yeah.
Stay with us. LBF, what's happening?
All right. It's 59 degrees in Boston. Governor Charlie Baker says nearly all remaining coronavirus restrictions in the state will end May 29th. The state is also lifting the indoor mask mandate for fully vaccinated people on that date. Masks will still be required in mostly high-risk places such as public transportation and schools. Boston will be following the state and lifting most of the coronavirus-related restrictions on that day, too. The number of coronavirus vaccine doses administered yesterday rose by more than 25,000. More than 3.2 million Massachusetts residents are fully vaccinated. President Biden's tax returns reveal he made more than $600,000 last year. The returns show in the lead up to the election, he actually had a big drop in income from 2019 when he made nearly $1 million. And a baseball card collection is expected to hit it out of the park at auction. The collection, put together by a Florida neurologist who passed away in January, is valued at more than $20 million. The lineup is a 1933 Babe Ruth card in near perfect condition. Wow. In sports, the Bruins topped the Capitals 4-3 to even their best of seven East Division first round series at one game apiece. Game three is tomorrow. The Celtics will take on the Washington Wizards in Boston, and the Red Sox face the Blue Jays in Florida tonight. Weather today, partly cloudy and a high of 81.
In case you missed it yesterday, we sprung up with more tickets to Genesis in concert. They've added a new date because of popular demand. Remember the first show we gave tickets away at TD Garden is December 15th.
Yep.
They blew those tickets out, so they have more to give away. So they gave us another bunch. So we're going to give them away again at 9 o'clock hour. A pair of tickets
That's
to Genesis.
That's exciting.
It's backed by popular demand.
Look at that.
How about that?
What's that feel like?
I don't know. I don't know. We have the supply, just not the demand.
Yeah.
But 9 o'clock hour, listen for your chance to win Genesis tickets. We'll just spring it on you. You're never going to know when, so you better be here.
More 80s, more variety. You are locked into the commercial-free spring on Beasley Media Group's 105.7 WROR. WROR HD1, Framingham, Boston. Lately I've been feeling so cool. Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool,
yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Yes, brought to you by Home Depot. The Home Depot is hiring near you. Join their team. Apply today at careers.homedepot.com. That's careers.homedepot.com. The Home Depot is an equal opportunity employer. I don't know. I look pretty good in orange. I might apply.
Really? Think so, huh?
Well, it'd be really funny because I'd be the guy walking around Home Depot asking the questions.
Right, of the people.
As, you know, hey, can we get a second? What kind of screw would you use for
this? Yeah. This guy works here?
They leave me alone. They go, mm-hmm. The donuts are back there. So keep them busy. Okay, what do you got, LBF?
Okay, sometimes people think they're too old to do things or too old to have a certain amount of success or things that, you know, you reach a certain age and it's over. Well, I have an example of how that's not true.
Why are you going so hard on this?
I mean, come on. What?
It's Brian's birthday.
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
No, I mean, wasn't depressing me at all. Thanks,
yeah.
Bob. No.
Yeah, okay.
Not at all. No, and anyway, if you feel that way, I have a reason for you to listen to me in a minute.
All right, I'll listen to you in a minute.
Just once.
Okay, Brian, what do you have?
I'm going to cheer myself up with a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, and I'll tell you why you should do that today, too.
Sweet. And I will tell you something about that 10,000 steps that we've been told to take. There's a new number.
Please, God, there's that would be 1,000.
Are you taking the upper or the over? Under or over, rather.
Whatever involves more sitting.
That'd be under.
Okay.
We'll find out. Stay tuned. Okay, LBF.
Okay, so you know who's having the best, well, kind of a bad year, but the best professional year of her life?
No.
Jean Smart. Who's Jean Smart?
I don't know the name.
I'll tell you who Jean Smart is. Okay. She played Charlene on Designing Women, which was an 80s sitcom. But in the past couple of years, Jean Smart.
Jean Smart.
Okay. She's having such an amazing career. Most recently, she stars in Mayor of Easttown with Kate Winslet, which is on HBO. And it's so good that if you're not watching it, I feel bad for you.
Oh, that's Jean Smart.
Yes. Yeah. And now she's in a new sitcom on HBO Max called Hacks. And she plays kind of like a very wealthy, successful Vegas comedian.
Who's like a Joan Rivers kind of.
Who's kind of needs a little bit of help.
She's attractive and snarky at the same time. That makes her snark-tractive. And that is not
That's
bad.
Not a word. That's not a word, and it can't be a word.
Your brain
figure
is a weird place,
else.
Bob Bronson.
No, it operates pretty fast,
she's
right?
She's kind of like doing everything.
Snarky and attractive.
She was in Fargo. She was in Watchmen. She's 69 years old.
Is she really?
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is that she has an adopted daughter who's 12 years old.
Yeah, looks good.
So she's, like, amazing. Yeah, she looks good, yes, Bob, but she has other things, too.
No, I mean,
talented, smart, funny, those things.
She is smart. She'll always be smart.
I know is this, that if you're not... Are you watching Mayor of Easttown?
No.
Oh, come on, Bob. Get on it. It's so good.
I watched a stunning Dateline last night. Guess who did it? Guess who did it?
The husband.
Yes.
Okay.
Very good. Okay. Yeah, I know.
Who would have thought?
You know,
right?
You know what? You will like this because it involves husbands doing bad things.
Got it. Got it. Good.
Good.
I'm on it.
All right.
The mayor of East Ham.
No, mayor of East Town.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Good.
Okay. All right, Brian, what do you got?
Let's talk about Reese's now, please.
Today, we celebrate the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup and the man who created
now
it.
Now he understands.
Harry Burnett Reese. He was working at the Hershey factory back in the day.
Oh, I know. It's great.
You know? Mm. And he had 16 kids and needed to make a little extra money.
16 kids.
That'll get cable. Watch TV.
So he started making Reese's candy in his basement and started his own factory and started his own company, and boom, we have the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
How did Hershey's feel about that?
I don't think he was too happy about
it. I don't think so.
But you remember, this was my favorite commercial back in the 80s.
Oh, and you have this one right here.
Oh,
I love that.
Yeah.
Chocolate.
Peanut butter.
Hey,
you put your chocolate in my peanut butter
on my chocolate.
What?
Two wacky kids walking down the street.
You know, without the visual, this is a weird commercial.
Right?
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Real milk chocolate delicious peanut butter.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Yeah. And Reese's Crunchy Peanut Butter Cups topped with chopped peanuts.
Now that's a spot.
It's my favorite. That was the one where the two kids were walking down the street with their Walkmans on and they bumped into each other.
Mm.
It begs the question, who walks around eating an open jar of peanut butter?
Well, I don't know.
But still, it's a classic.
My soulmate.
Yeah. That would have been love. If I could only find a guy with a chocolate bar. All right, good stuff, Brian. Have a Reese's for your birthday or two. Okay, is the number over or under 10,000 now that they recommend that you take? Guesses, please.
No, it's more like wants.
You want
to
go under?
I want it to be under, yeah.
Good news for you. The new number from Harvard
is under 5,000.
Saying 10,000 steps might be overkill.
Too much. 5 miles
a day. The new number is actually 4,400.
Whoa!
Yes!
Base minimum.
Yes!
Get 4,400.
I'm so excited.
Yeah? Isn't that great? Anything
over
minimum, lower the bar.
Yes.
All right. Anything between 4,400 and 7,500 optimum. Overkill after that, diminishing returns.
I feel like three and a half miles is fine.
I want you to just sit down after 4,400.
You have made my day.
I thought I would. Okay.
Do you have any peanut butter and chocolate? Because then it would be just perfect.
Nobody likes to take a load off more than ever.
No.
Right? Okay.
Sitting's my favorite.
Yes, it is. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Good morning, 628, Tuesday, May 18th. And going to be a good one, too. 81 degrees, huh, in Boston. And Brian was watching, it was a Harvey yesterday, Brian, that said there's an inland breeze. Will explain that, please.
Yeah, well, when the breeze comes from over the ocean, it cools off the coast.
Cool
but
breeze.
He said it's coming from the land. So it's nice, warm air. It's going to be warm at the coast. Nice beach day.
It might be. It could be on the agenda. 81 today? Why not? It's already 59 in Boston. And if you have time, go to WROR.com and show us your old prom pictures, because we're going to give you a chance to win a $200 gift card to Not Your Average Joe's.
So cool.
I mean, just put it up. Just by entering, you're in the running. So it can be from any decade, as long as it was your prom. Your prom pictures. We want to see them. Okay?
All right.
And good luck to that. Just go to WROR.com/prom. Phone's ringing already.
Oh, my God.
Hey, ROR, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just noticed that, I was going to call the other day because I found on the website and on the app there's a contest about submitting your prom picture.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow. Okay, yeah.
Well, what year was your prom?
Dig it out. 1992.
Okay.
92, good one.
Yeah, no, it's nothing to be embarrassed about in 92.
Oh, no, very embarrassing.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Huh.
Did you have tails, too?
Yeah, I didn't have tails because I'm about 5 foot five, so I was 5 foot five, so I was short. So the guy at the tuxedo shop said that if I got one with tails, I'd look like a penguin.
Yeah, no, you don't want to.
That guy's good.
Yeah. Wow, he was honest, you know, I mean. That's it. Yes. So, yes, submit your pictures, Emmanuel, at WROR.com.
Okay. Yeah. I'll have to see Elliot. I'll see if I can. I'm obviously, my prom date now is already married to someone else, just like me, too.
Yeah. Well, you're married?
Yeah.
Yeah. It all worked out.
Yeah. Yeah. No. She's married to someone else. I'm married to someone else. So, you know, but I'm still good friends with her. With her brother.
Okay. Oh, all right.
With my prom date's brother. Yeah, so.
That's great. All right. Yeah. Well, just go to WROR.com. So, post it up. You could win $200 gift card, not your average Joe's, okay?
Okay. I'll have to go. Next time I go with my parents, I'll have to go dig for it then. So I know our pitcher made it in this little community paper.
Yeah, the good news is you can you don't have to take the prom date to dinner. Take your wife, okay?
Yeah, I know. Take my wife.
Good idea, guys. All right, there you go.
That's good, Bob. Okay, I'll go look for it as soon
thanks.
As I...
Thanks, man.
Next time I go visit my
good
parents.
Good luck.
All right, see ya.
Bye, Emmanuel. Emmanuel, next time he goes visit his brother. I think it's his other brother. Are you sure?
Is that like a Philadelphia accent?
I think it's Wisconsin.
Oh.
Wisconsin.
I like it.
Good guy. So, yeah, good luck. I'm looking at some of the pictures at WROR.com prom.
Did some guy have your tux?
Well, very close. The baby blue.
With the top hat?
I didn't have a top hat.
Oh, man.
This guy looks like...
What's wrong with you?
It's Dumb and Dumber. This is Jim Carrey's, like, Dumb and Dumber tux.
Like, but not
Jim Carrey. This was 1970.
Oh, the OG Dumb and Dumber.
This is the real deal with a top hat and a cane.
Wow, he's gonna do a little soft shoe.
Do not pass
putting
go.
On the Ritz.
Yes, he was. He's putting on the Ritz. Okay, that's at WROR.com. Submit him. What's coming up? Dirty Laundry.
All right, worst series finale ever. We have a winner.
Okay.
We have a winner.
Ellen?
No,
not
but that's going to...
Okay, that's coming. That's
Start your workday with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. End your workday with a 90-minute commercial-free drive home with J-Bo Jones at 4:15. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR at work. Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, Enable ROR Boston. Then say, Open ROR. More at WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Hey, it's going to be an 81 degree day. It's going to be so nice. So we're hearing, you know, maybe warmer at the beach than inland.
Wow.
I know where I'm going.
The beach?
You're good. I might.
Pack
a picnic.
Oh, thanks.
Before you go, let's get some dirty laundry in.
All
LBF.
Right. This is brought to you by Spring Meadow Nursery. Okay, I'm going to tell you what the worst series finale ever is, according to the newest survey. But before I get to that, we've got babies and marriage. Guess who got married? Ariana Grande and a real estate agent boyfriend, Dalton Gomez, married over the weekend at her house with fewer than 20 people in attendance.
Mm-hmm.
They've been together since last January, which means they'll be divorced in 2 years.
You calling it?
He's 25 and she's 27. And she has been engaged to many, many people.
Mm.
And I think that that's good for her that she believes in love. But she's going to be sorely disappointed because she's going to get a divorce.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
And
does that mean? That's mean.
No. Get some good songs out of it.
No.
Yeah, she will. Exactly. It's all content.
Real estate agent. See, at least she's going for like common folk. Right?
I'm sorry, but the real estate agents I know these days are nothing. There's nothing common about any of them. Do you watch Million Dollar Listing?
Oh,
do you watch just Coldwell Banker or like Compass and like, you know, anywhere? They're just making some bank.
Oh, they're banking right now.
Yep.
You know what? Feast or famine for those guys. Feast or famine. Now they're feasting.
Yeah, they are feasting.
Right,
it's pretty
fine.
Good, but good for Ariana.
I can tell you, you mean it. You might send something.
I feel bad that she's like, this is what's going to happen. She'll be divorced very quickly. Hey, the most popular baby's names inspired by celebs.
Yeah.
You want to know?
Sure.
Saoirse. Hard to spell.
Saoirse.
Saoirse. She's an actress from Brooklyn. Rosalia, Archie, and Dream.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dream?
Yeah.
You name your kid Dream?
It's Rob Kardashian's daughter.
It's getting out of hand. It's going to be the point where you have to, you know, pick from a basket of names.
I wanted to name my son, if I had a son, Beck. Because my
cool
last name's Beckham. And
Beck,
then
Beckham.
Beck Falcone.
Oh, that's true.
And Beck Falcone, which sounds like an awesome person.
Sounds like
right?
Like a rock
star or like an author.
Sounds like an Ivy League snob. But you know
no,
what?
Really? I thought it sounded like a kind of a little bit like a high.
Good. That's a cool name, though. Beck.
Beck, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Beckham sounds even better.
Does Beck Beckham sound better?
Yeah, Beck Beckham.
All right. We like the double B's, so I see where you're coming from.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so what's the most disappointing series finale in all the land?
Yeah.
Well, coming in at number 3, How I Met Your Mother.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed?
Yeah.
Coming in at number 2, and I think you boys can weigh in on this, Game of Thrones.
Very disappointing.
Got a little
very
weird.
Disappointing.
Yeah, just got off track.
The Simpsons called it, actually.
Here
That's
you
bizarre.
Go.
Are you serious? Yeah.
No, they did.
The Simpsons are insane.
Wow.
Yeah.
Number 1, Hit the Tape. Maybe you'll recognize the characters.
Number 1, worst series finale.
What? They're all dead.
What?
Jack.
Yeah.
Kate. Sawyer.
I don't care about the show right now. Okay? I need you to just get in the shower, get dressed.
Juliet.
Let's just put it on hold.
All those people.
Don't think about Lost today. Tomorrow, Lost. All day. I can't wait to hear about it. Jack? No way. Really? Right now, shower.
I don't make fun of your stupid madmen.
Lost.
So they're saying Lost had the worst ending ever.
Yep. Yep.
Raise your hand if you watched Lost.
I did.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Oh, my God. Where were you? Everybody was watching Lost. My grandfather watched Lost.
I'm not a bandwagon jumper.
You are a bandwagon jumper.
No, I don't.
I mean, you're jumping on every bandwagon coming down the street. He's like, is that a bandwagon? Let me just, I got to jump on that right now.
Hey, did you see the Bruins won last night?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. They won, too.
I mean,
too.
You drive a bandwagon.
Yeah. But no, I don't like bandwagons. But you like the Celtics and the Bruins. That's for sure. Hey, the Sox are hot, too.
Okay.
Notice that? All right, but no.
No loss.
I've never
for you.
Broke my ankle jumping off a bandwagon.
Oh, boy.
Okay, it's 6:50. How about some Tears for Fears? They were hot in the 80s. You don't remember that. Okay. Bob LBF from Brian. Hey, stick around. I'll tell you how you can win those hard-to-get Genesis tickets. Concerts are back. Might even be able to sing without a mask on at TD Garden. Wouldn't that be fun?
I don't know if that's a positive.
No. Yeah.
Hey. Have you heard people sing?
Oh, that's true. Maybe.
I like a muffled voice.
Okay, good point. Right. Anyway, your chance to win tickets. I'll tell you when. Coming up. All right, what's going on, LBM?
It's 59 degrees in Boston. This is brought to you by South Shore Health. Governor Charlie Baker says nearly all remaining coronavirus restrictions in the state will end May 29th. The state is also lifting the indoor mask mandate for fully vaccinated people on that date. Masks will still be required in most high-risk places, such as public transportation and schools. Boston will be following the state and lifting most of the coronavirus-related restrictions on May 29th as well. The Federal Trade Commission says $80 million has been lost to cryptocurrency scams since last October. The FTC noted it only included scams reported to the agency, meaning that number could be even higher. And working 55 hours or more per week can be detrimental to your health. A study from the World Health Organization shows working all those hours increases the risk of dying from heart disease and strokes. In sports,
that's a big story.
Yeah, I know.
That's really a big story, LBF. 55 hours a week.
Yes.
It's 11 hours a day, and people do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. In sports, the Bruins topped the Capitals 4-3. I don't.
No.
Are you waiting for me to say that?
No.
Because I'll admit it.
No.
Not at this job, but I have other jobs.
Yes, you're the queen of the Falcone house.
The Bruins topped the Capitals 4-3 to even their best of 7 East Division first round series at 1 game apiece. Game 3 is tomorrow. The Celtics will take on the Washington Wizards in Boston, and the Red Sox face the Blue Jays.
Did you see Marchand's game ending?
Yeah, I was like sitting there watching the whole game.
What a
rocket.
Was that a rocket or what?
It was a rocket.
Jeez.
Rocket.
Big Bad Brad. Well, you can't call him Big Bad.
Yeah.
Small Brad.
Little guy.
Anyway.
One-timer. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Weather today, partly cloudy and 81.
You know what a one-timer is, LBF?
Well, yes, actually. But I don't think the way you're talking.
Well, yeah, well. course you do.
Anyway, coming up at 840's Dirty Laundry, yeah. We're going to talk more about marriages, baby names, and the worst series finale ever.
All right, that's good stuff. Jesus, try a little hockey talk, and then it just turns, you know, the wrong turn.
I didn't take that turn, Bob Johnson.
All right, one-timer. One-timer. Okay. Hey, just after 9 o'clock, we're going to be two-timing, okay?
Really?
We're going to do it again today.
Okay.
Tickets to Genesis. Listen, when we go commercial-free for 2 hours starting at 9:15, there's going to be a little at-work perk for you. Two tickets to Genesis at the TD Garden. That's an old radio thing.
I like it.
I didn't make it up.
It's new
I'm
to
not
me.
Taking one. Then
it's new.
New
to me.
It's not a rerun if you haven't seen
That's
it.
That's right.
Okay.
More variety. WROR, ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Many Americans went maskless in public for the first time in months.
I've just seen a face I can't.
Fully vaccinated, Americans can now go without masks in most indoor and outdoor settings.
My face was paralyzed for a year.
Whenever I see your smiling face,
put on a happy face.
Get your game face on.
Oh, we will stand in face to face.
Have you walked a total mask?
No, seriously, I think that's just his resting face.
I can't feel my face.
I can't feel my face when I'm with you.
Hey,
yeah.
May 29th, according to Governor Baker, right? In the whole state, as far as we know, is going to be unmasked.
People are going to be saying it and spraying it like
That's
they
it.
Used to.
Memorial Day. Yeah, but I wonder if some people are still going to wear masks. Like, I think there might be times that people will.
I will
you
throw
will?
One on, yeah. I For, mean, you know.
When just, we wear, maybe an airplane?
Oh, without
sure.
a doubt.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Without an airport, forget it. I mean, like, full.
I'm not a big mask person. I don't like it.
No,
I'll do it
because no,
I have to. I've been vaccinated, but I like that I haven't gotten a cold in 2 years.
Exactly.
Right? You know? Yeah. That's got some benefits there, but there's some down to it. And then you had an incident yesterday, LB, after you put on your Facebook page.
It's just like...
I think the mask made the difference.
Maybe. You tell me.
Okay.
So I was... I've lost all my social skills. I was at Marshall's and the line was super long. And by the time I got to the counter, there were more than like 20 people behind me. And we were all waiting. Mm. And I approached the sales clerk and I joked. Well, and I joked. I was like, oh my
God. In your head, it was a joke.
Yes. Mm. And then I'm like, you guys are slow today. Like, as if
yeah,
to
right.
say,
right.
like, ha, ha, ha. No, yeah. no, you're really not. Make
yeah.
it. Meaning the store was busy, but her face, or at least half of her face, was like, it's a total insult. And she couldn't tell with my face, because half of it was covered, that I was horrified and joking. And then I had to over-compliment her. And then I started to sweat because the mask is like, oh, my God. And then I'm just, I'm going to think about it forever, and I'm never going shopping
okay,
again.
Okay, paint the picture. How old was the associate?
My age.
She's your age?
Yeah.
Well, she should know you were just being a little snarcastic.
Maybe,
you know,
but
a little
like,
funny.
I don't know. I think the, if
boy,
you were,
you guys aren't busy today.
Right.
Slow day,
but,
huh?
Yeah, but like, I didn't do it like a Bob Bronson. I didn't do that, like, a slow day today, huh?
See, that's how you
I was like,
do
you guys
it.
Are slow, huh? And it just was terrible, and my delivery was awful, and I was mad
you
at myself.
Face sweating.
Yes. Face
upper
sweating
lip.
Is the worst.
It's the worst of a mask.
Like, at least, but the thing about, the reason that I might wear masks is because when I embarrass myself again, I will half
you
my
have
face,
half a face.
So they won't be see my like upper lip sweat. And,
they're
like,
not
going
to know who the masked crusader was.
Exactly.
Just walking around trying to be funny,
right, and not doing a good job.
Well, I hope
that's what Dave said to me. He's like, "Well, when you're funny and you try it out, sometimes it doesn't work." I'm like, "Thanks for being supportive."
Sometimes it doesn't work.
Way to bomb at TJ Maxx.
I bombed at Marshall's yesterday.
Did you,
I thought I had a tight seven.
Did you apply for a card while you were there to make?
I
it
have
feel
one. I thought maybe that was my saving grace. She seemed very excited about it.
That you had a card, so
yeah, like I was a regular. I don't know. See,
that's
again.
Funny. But if they saw if it was full face. LBF, they'd have said, now that is
a fun,
pleasant
woman.
Face.
Yes. And she'd little, never say anything mean to me, but half of me.
Half your face.
Would have seen the little smirk, little, you know, little twinkle, a little.
So I feel like it's going to be good for me, but also I feel like I need some.
Are you going to wear one in a retail store? I won't. I need to breathe.
You need to breathe in all that smell of retail.
I like it. Like, you know? Come on.
High-priced smell.
I'm walking around the big Home Depot or Lowe's. I want to take it all in. I want to smell the lumber.
Here's what I think. I think what's going to happen is I'm going to go maskless one day, and then I'm going to be behind somebody who lets out a sneeze without sneezing into their elbow.
And that's it.
You know what I'm talking about. And then,
so you're always going to have one.
I'm going to reach from, yeah.
When we went to Hawaii years ago for a radio promotion on another station, they sent my wife in there for it. It was a great station.
Yeah.
Well, it was about, back in the day, they would do stuff like
before
that.
Before I started radio.
Yes, before. Yeah. So they flew us to Hawaii for a weekend.
Yeah.
And that's a quick turnaround.
Yes, it is.
And we were amazed that all the tourists, the Japanese tourists, were wearing masks. So it's part of their culture.
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
Exactly. And my friend Christina went over to Japan before COVID, said the same thing. I was like, when do you think that's going to happen around here? And poof,
just like
here
that.
It did.
And they don't get colds.
Yeah, so let that be a lesson to you. Plus, I got some good masks. I got my Dolly Parton mask. I got my Cher mask. I got my little Irish mask. I got it all.
Yeah. Cher mask. Oh, boy.
Know what, Bob?
Well,
don't sleep on my Cher mask.
I won't. I promise.
If you could turn back time, you'd get one.
Yeah, I believe.
Oh, you see what I did
believe.
There,
Bob? No, I wouldn't, but I did.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Anyway, so that's good news. Memorial Day weekend, we can see that smiling face again. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Okay.
See my jowls again.
No. Very.
It's been a long year.
Okay.
More big.
722.
I didn't realize your face was that big.
I didn't say that. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Hey, phone lines are open at 888-410-1057. If you want to say happy birthday to the best producer in Boston / co-host, Mr. Brian Bell, having a birthday today.
Crazy.
When I took this job, right?
Yeah.
An old friend of mine, Harry Nelson.
Bud.
Called me and said, hey, man, or Bud. Yeah. Hey, Bud, calls everybody Bud.
Hey, Bud.
He said, Brian Bell is the best producer in the business he's ever worked with. And I said, that's saying a lot, Harry, because you've worked with a lot of people. He said, nope, Brian Bell's the best.
Really?
And I'll be danged if he's not right.
Wow, that is a lovely thing to say.
You really are, Brian.
Thank you.
Just want to give you a salute.
Thank you very much.
You're what we call in the business a double threat. You can do stuff I couldn't do.
Yeah.
Because what Brian is able to do as a producer is, put the show on track.
Yep.
Come up with funny things to talk about. Great sound. He does all of our, web stuff.
Yeah.
Our podcasting and all that technical stuff.
Yep.
See, that's one thing.
Yeah.
Then he brings wit.
Wit.
And he's funny.
I know.
We're talking like he's not in the room. And he does these impressions.
Yep.
Like I'll go, Brian, hey, hit me with some Hulk Hogan.
Let me tell you something, brother.
Huh?
I know.
Huh? And I go, well, hey. Yeah. I need some Chewbacca, like that. See what I'm saying?
It's unreal, really.
Double threat.
Yeah.
He's a double threat. Because most producers are either, all
one
tech.
One or the other.
Johnny One Note, all tech.
Johnny One Note.
Then you get the comedy
of a
Brian
Bell.
He's Brian Two Bells. I like it. Not one bell.
That one.
Yeah, no kidding.
He's got two bells. I like it.
Just like my mom gave me.
See?
Thanks.
Double threat. Not
there
one bell,
go.
But two.
Well, that's
so happy birthday, Brian. And if anybody wants to, there it is. Anything you
that
want to say?
That was very nice. That was like funeral stuff.
That was really,
That was pretty well.
Yeah,
I'm just saying,
you better drive carefully.
I have this recorded now.
Oh, okay, good.
It's
all right.
This
all
part
right.
of the podcast at my funeral.
So Saturday, at the little get-together we had at my house, my wife threw a tremendous surprise party. And a video was put together of like people saying happy birthday. Mm-hmm. You guys were on it. And I said, wow, it's like going to your own wake.
Yeah.
That really was fun to be there.
Yeah, wasn't it nice?
Yeah, it was fun. I look forward to my wake now. It's
right.
People seem to be very nice.
Well,
thanks, Brian. Double threat, huh?
Yeah, right?
Okay.
That was quick.
Yeah, that was quick. I told you it was quick.
Right.
Very quick. Hi, ROR. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. This is Sean. How you guys doing?
Hey, Sean. You want to say happy birthday to Brian Bell?
Happy birthday, buddy. I celebrated mine yesterday. May birthdays are the best.
Yeah, way to go.
Taurus babies are the best.
So many of you in my life.
Very stubborn.
Yeah.
Bulls.
I'm surrounded by bull.
you
know what I'm saying.
Thanks, Sean. Go ahead.
Yeah, the beginning of summer.
Well, listen, I hope you had a great birthday too, Sean, and I know you're a frequent caller and supporter of the show, so
yes.
Thank you.
Love the show, guys. Happy birthday, Brian.
I bring that bell one more time for Sean. Anyway.
A bell.
Okay, so that's that. Coming up. No, I mean, that's not that.
Well, no,
there's
that's
gonna
continuing.
Be more,
that's, yeah.
You know, that's funny. Because you're going to sing, and that's
going to
be fun.
Oh, yeah, I'm
going to
sing.
Boy,
I'm not going to sing.
Okay, good. Oh, you didn't see the memo?
No.
Okay. Hey, coming up in Morning Court, we have James is going to be calling us. Oh, boy. Check this story out.
Okay, what?
Talk about a wake.
My wife's friend and her husband have 3 kids under 10, and they're doing their will.
Oh, boy.
And guess who they want to put as the kids' guardians? Uh-huh. Yeah.
No.
James.
And?
James doesn't want that gig.
Oh, my God.
But can you turn down being the guardians, right? If you're asked.
I want to find out.
Okay. So we'll talk to James, who's trying to dodge whether to be the guardians if anything happens in the will. All right. That's coming up. Brian, 729.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh, my God.
Morning Court is in session. Let's say good morning to James. Good morning, James.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're good. So you emailed us. Sounds like you're either flattered to be asked this very personal favor or you're shaken. I'm not sure which, but let's get into it.
Well, definitely not flattered. I can tell you that.
Okay.
All right. My wife's friend, it's not her best friend, but somebody she's close to. Her and her husband have 3 kids, and all the kids are under 10 years old, and they're doing their will right now. Okay. Let's just say her name is Sharon. So Sharon asked that in the event that if anything would happen to them, that we be the guardians of their children.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing. I've raised my own kids. I'm past that. My kids are in college. I've done my time raising kids. And
done my time, yeah. You did the crime.
Okay. Absolutely. And I just don't want to do that again.
Yeah.
I don't want to raise their kids.
So your wife's friend, not best friend, but close enough, and they must think you're just awesome people. So
that's
it's
a compliment.
It's a compliment, but so
I guess you can look at it like that. I mean, that would make sense.
Yeah.
I mean, every parent thinks their kid's great. Mine just happen to be great. They are. They're great kids.
Well, how about their kids? Do you know the kids? I mean,
okay, if I'm being totally honest with you, I don't even like their kids. They're obnoxious.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
Like, we tried to go away with them once, and it was just an utter nightmare. The kids talk back. They're entitled. They don't appreciate things. So raising them would not be a walk in the park.
Right. Well, see, okay. All right. Okay.
It always goes back to
the fixer upper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always goes back to, well, I'm glad they're not my kids, but
yes,
they could be.
Factory settings are off.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's pretty hard because turning somebody down, you're going to have to come up with a good reason, right? And it can't be that one, right?
No, don't use that one.
Yeah.
I can't tell them the truth, of course, but my wife says we should just say yes. Like, she tells me that the odds of anything like happening to both of them is very slim or low.
Mm-hmm.
But for the record, I told my wife, if we agree to something like this, we're signing over a contract that we're going to love and take care of their kids. So it's a serious thing. So
right.
Before I can just agree to it, you really have to like the people that you say you're going to take care of.
Well, James, let me ask you, don't they have family that it seems like, because for my sister, when her boys were young, we were absolutely delighted to be in her will. Nothing happened. We were delighted. But
yeah, even better.
Yes. Don't they have any family or close by?
Well, that's one of the things I asked them when they were asking us to think it over. I said, well, you guys have family. And they said, yeah, but all our family lives out of state, and we would love for our kids to stay in the town they're accustomed to and where all their friends are, and they don't want to take them away from that if, heaven forbid, something happened to them.
Yeah.
So,
well, that's tough because I know you want to remain friends with them, and it would sound to me if you turn them down, there's going to be some lingering issues there. Like, I guess we're not that close, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, how would we look them in the face if we say no? We're we're neighbors, so yeah. It's weird.
It's a big ask. It's a big ask because they're neighbors. You're not family.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Well, this is interesting morning court here. Okay. So they're finishing up soon, and they want an answer, or
they do, and we have to give them an answer. You know, this week, and I'm just wondering, like, am I a terrible person for thinking this? I mean. Or am I just overthinking it?
You can't control your thoughts.
That's right. Well, you've done it. You've said you've done your time. Yeah. And then, listen, odds are nothing's going to happen. It's just, it gives people, what do you want to call that? Peace of mind?
Yes.
Right? You know, that they're going to be taken care of in their demise. We hope. Anyway, we don't want it to be the demise of your friendship. So, James, thanks for calling. I know your wife wants to do it, and it's your kind of thing. So you stay tuned. We'll get folks call in, and they will give you some advice. Free advice. Mm-hmm. No lawyers.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, guys. I'll take it.
Okay. 888-410-1057. Put yourself in James' position. What would you do, or what should he do? We'd be interested in your thoughts. Let's get the phones ringing. 888-410-1057. So let's do this with calls for James. Rather than just call and say, do it, don't do it, explain why. Like, why do you think he should do it, and why do you think he shouldn't do it? Right?
Okay.
Because it's easy to say, nah, I wouldn't do it, don't.
But, right, no.
You know, or if conversely, if you think he should, why should he? Now, you would be, in the case of your brother and sister, are you guys?
I'm in charge of my brother's kids. I should really confirm.
Yeah, you should. Oh, yeah, right. Okay, fine. 105.7 WROR 80s and more. Elton John right there. Benny and the Jets. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Morning Court today is James. He's on the docket. Mm-hmm. So James calls, said, look, friends, they're not our best friends, but good friends, have asked us to be in the will to be the guardians in case anything were to happen to their friends, you know, and they would need someone to care for their kids. So James is not excited, doesn't really want to do it because he's already past that point of raising his own. And he wants to say no. His wife says, let's just do it. The odds are they're going to be fine.
Yep.
She wants to play the odds, which are good. They're going to be fine. But if not, into parenthood again with two kids. He says he really not that crazy about. So, Janet, what do you say?
I say to James, that's a really cool honor, but, you know, it sounds like where his kids are already out of college and everything, it sounds like James and his wife are a tad older than the couple. So I would say no, for the simple fact is that if they're a little older, and I don't mean any disrespect to them, but that they're thinking of, like, their golden years where they can actually retire.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, he's done.
You have to look at it that way, because if they're a little older, then that would be like grandparents taking care of the kids. If their kids and Sharon's kids were like the same age, I'd say maybe.
Yeah.
But his kids are older, I'd say no.
Okay, thank you, Janet. Janet says no. Just say no.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Right. Bye.
Up front.
Magdalena? Magdalena.
Magdalena. How are you? You guys, I love your radio show. And I got to say that first and foremost.
I love your name.
That's so nice.
Magdalena.
Yeah, you guys are my favorite.
That's a cool name.
Close.
Well, yeah, how do you pronounce it?
Yeah, say it again.
It's Magdalena.
Oh, Magdalena. You don't lean in, you lean out.
You know what I mean?
Kind of.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. Don't ruin
All
it.
All right, fine. Say, Maggie, what do you say?
Listen.
What do you want to say to James?
So, you know what? My neighbors, we're the same age. I would literally give them a kidney. Our kids are the same age. They got three boys. We've got three girls. And I still wouldn't take their kids in a will because it's out of bounds. It's inappropriate. Stay within that nuclear. And not even like that they're not family. It's just that's a huge ask.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Oh, so it's inappropriate for them to ask, not inappropriate to turn
it
them
is.
Down. Okay.
Yeah.
It's a big ask.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not like, do you have any extra eggs?
What kind of eggs?
Whether their kids are gone or not, it's like, that's just people's kids, man. So,
you know, I was surprised you said, I thought you were going the other direction because you said you'd offer up a kidney, but, you know, you think it's inappropriate.
Well, a kidney, you don't have to get to college.
Right, yeah.
I think there's some firm boundaries around that. I think if the askers had some boundaries, I think they'd think twice about that kind of a question.
Yeah. And I think it's they've got to explain why not. You just you can't say, you know, no, it's not. We're just you got to tell them why you've done it. You've moved on. You think it's more appropriate to have a family person do it.
Anybody, yeah, it's not you, it's me. I'm not up to the task. And,
okay.
You know, you're mixing. So.
Okay.
It is a big ask. It's, you know.
Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate the kind words to you. Would you like to say happy birthday to Brian Bell?
Who's Brian Bell?
No, that's Brian. Brian.
That's a good one.
Magdalena. That's Brian right there.
Hey, Brian, happy birthday.
Okay, good. Thank that's right.
Really appreciate that.
Yeah, that was, but she'd give you a kidney. Don't
she
you?
Would.
She'd give you a kidney.
Would.
Don't even think twice about it. Sabrina, what do you say?
I say it's a big no, but even though it is a great compliment to be asked, you know, to take care of someone's kids, once you've raised your own, it's been a lot of years that freedom that you get is just sort of like so great. And by the way, I don't know how old the children are, but don't they have godparents when they get christened? Like, I mean, most people, you know, when they're getting christened.
You know what? And they're across the country. Right. They're across the country and they don't want to uproot. But I think, you know what? You might have to uproot. Someone's going to have to uproot.
Kids I got to get in touch with.
Yeah, you sign on for that.
I thought it was just.
The word. For so long, they can always go back and visit. It doesn't mean to say that you uproot them and you don't go back and visit.
Thank you.
The summer holidays and stuff, you know.
Yep.
You can say, I'll take them on the summer holidays if their godparents take them.
Thank you, Sabrina. Good stuff.
All right, thanks, Sabrina.
All right, thank you.
Happy birthday to Brian Bell.
Hey! Oh, thanks. That's nice. That's nice. Okay.
That's
right. Cindy, good morning. What do you want to say to James?
Good morning. We have two options here. They can either say they already made this promise to somebody else, or they could get really creative and say, well, we're on a waiting list to go live on a nudie farm later on. And
a nudie farm.
I think if they say nudie farm, they're going to get busted.
I think you're off. I think you're done.
A nudie farm. Oh.
Okay. Cindy, that's funny. Farm.
Are those really the only two options you think, Cindy?
I think nudie farm
is tomatoes. A nudie farm.
Thank you, Cindy. Would you like to say happy birthday to Brian?
Happy birthday.
There you go.
All right.
Thank you, Cindy. Nudie farm. Where's the nearest nudie farm?
I think
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
Really? Oh, I thought there's one on Nudie Beach on the vineyard.
No, you got a farm there, though.
Go farm. Okay.
You got a weed. That's really
the weed.
You know, side, you
weeding
don't,
while nude.
You don't know. You don't
crime.
Want to
see. Yeah.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying enable ROR Boston.
Then say
open ROR or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Hey, let's say good morning to caller number 9. Nicole, good morning.
Good morning.
Nicole.
Good morning. Hey, how are you?
Hey, congrats. You're caller number 9. You're going to take on Super Smart today.
Thank you. All right. I'm ready.
Nicole, tell us a little bit about yourself. I know you're from Wilmington, according to your phone here. So...
Yes.
What else?
I have my two kids with me, Emma and Cam. Hello. We're getting ready to go to school.
Oh, that's great.
Nice. Okay. That's awesome.
Hi, guys. Mommy's going to try to win $1,000 for us. Yes.
They think they can spend it on Amazon, so they're rooting for me.
Okay. I love it. Okay. Well, good luck. LBF's going to ask you 10 questions. Get them all right. Yes, you'll get $1,000. Now, Nicole, if you're not sure, say pass. If there's time on the clock, we'll get back to it. You ready?
Sounds good.
Let's do it.
What is 46 plus 1?
47.
What word is used for an adult female sheep?
Yeah.
In 1980, what volcano in Washington State erupted?
Vesuvius.
Who is Mr. October?
I don't know.
What politician did Tina Fey play on Saturday Night Live?
Sarah Palin.
Which planet is known for its rings?
Saturn.
How many teaspoons in a tablespoon?
Three.
In which country was the Rosetta Stone found?
Brazil.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure is to recover what beloved stolen item?
Pass.
What's the chemical symbol for silver? At the buzzer.
Close, it's A-G.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, not just A-G.
Well, Nicole, you got four right. You passed on a couple of them. Here's what you missed.
All right. An adult female sheep is a ewe.
E-W-E.
Yes.
Yeah.
In 1980, what volcano in Washington State erupted? Mount St. Helens.
Mm.
Who's Mr. October? That's an oldie but goodie. Reggie Jackson. In which country was the Rosetta Stone found? Egypt. And Pee-wee's Big Adventure is to recover his bike.
There you go. Nicole, the kids need to see that movie, Pee-wee's Big Adventure. It holds up.
Loner, Dottie, a rebel.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that's a great movie. How old are your kids, Nicole?
I'm six. My son's
seven.
My son's seven.
Yes, okay.
And my daughter's eight.
I love it.
I'm absolute six, chaos. I'm seven. That's awesome. They sound so cute.
Well, you guys are going to love this because you've won tickets to Go Pixel Yourself. Now, Go Pixel Yourself is Boston's only selfie museum. LBF, you were taking a look at it yesterday.
Yeah, it's really neat. Like, you go into this, like, warehouse, and they have all these setups so you can pretend you're, like, an Instagram influencer and pretend you're on, like, a super cool private plane or you're, like, the rock star at a concert. And then you take all these selfies and then you show them to your friends and you're like, look what I am. Look what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Look how fancy I am.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You guys are going to love it.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Nicole. Hang on because we got to get all the other details. But have a great day, guys. Okay. Thank you for listening. Okay. And if you want to play Super Smart, go to WROR.com. Okay. Sign up to play there. And as a matter of fact, you can play the home version of the game.
Yep. I'll put it up right away.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Morning Court today. We had James call. And he's got a dilemma he and his wife are faced with, and it's kind of a deadline to his issue. Okay, so check it out in case you missed it. Here's what James is calling about today.
My wife's friend, not her best friend, but somebody she's close to, her and her husband have three kids, and all the kids are under 10 years old, and they're doing their will right now. Let's just say her name is Sharon. So Sharon asked that in the event that if anything would happen to them, that we be the guardians of their children. I've raised my own kids. I'm past that. My kids are in college. I've done my time. I don't want to raise their kids. If I'm being totally honest with you, I don't even like their kids. They're obnoxious.
Ooh. Yeah, so in that plus, his wife says we have to say yes. That's why James is calling, because I think he's looking to plead his case.
Right.
And
he needs help.
And in case you missed it also, the couple who are asking don't have any family around here, and they don't want to transplant the kids in case anything were to happen, in the unlikelihood. Okay,
yeah,
so
right.
It's kind of one of those things. Should they just say yes and be, you know, the good people, or be honest and say what he's really thinking? Okay, Eileen, we'll start with you. What do you say?
Oh, yeah, totally. I just, you know, in my opinion, I hear what he's saying. I totally respect his dilemma and his concern. I respect, you know, for not just saying, sure, I'll do it. But I think in this case, a little white lie might be appropriate.
Oh.
And if it were me, I might say to the guy, you know, I thought about this and I don't take it lightly. You know, we are signed on to care for my sister's kids or my brother-in-law's kids.
Right.
Or, you know,
just say we've already taken this responsibility.
That's a good answer.
And,
because you can't be everybody's go-to, right?
Right.
You know.
Yeah, but all of a sudden it's like.
Okay. Hey, Eileen, we're going to take more calls, but we like it. Good call. Thank you.
All right.
Okay,
all
bye. Right. ROR, good morning. Lori, what do you say?
Good morning. What I was thinking is, well, how much money do they have, and will they be able to afford their college education? And if they are, maybe you can put the kids in boarding school and then still raise them.
Oh,
jeez! Wow, that's like a that's a serious.
That's
plan.
All pretty good plan.
Well, I'm just saying, you know,
I like it.
You know, and like,
you know, and of course, the, you know, there's a stipend for you for taking.
Yeah,
care of
right. Yeah,
yeah. It's stipend
admin
for you.
Fee.
And like, they have a like a huge estate plan or something.
Oh, yeah,
you know, you get some of it, yes. And they can get a part of it.
Or you can say all that to them, and they'll go, "We'll find somebody else."
Yeah. Thank you, Lori. Okay, bye.
You're welcome.
That's funny. Jen, what do you say?
I think that they should offer to be a temporary backup in case the family isn't willing to relocate. Because they maybe haven't even asked the family if they're relocated. Maybe the family
is
saying no, but when the time comes, they're not going to look at those two little kids and uproot them.
Right.
Right.
Right. So you're
so they could offer to like keep them until like the school until, year ends or something, and until the permanent
until they can be with permanent. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, because that way you're helping out, but it's a lower commitment.
Right.
Lower,
I love a lower commitment.
That's good, Jen. You're really smart. Really, I'm impressed.
See, there you go. See, smart people listen to the show.
I know.
Now, if I solve my own problem.
Right, yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, thank you.
Bye. Have a good day.
You too.
Bob, what do you say?
Hey, good morning. Hey. I say absolutely. If there's any way possible, help the family out. We had an issue like this. One of our friends, a single mom, said one night, having a couple of drinks with me and my wife, said, hey, if anything ever happens to me, would you take care of my daughter?
Imagine.
Well, about a year or two after that, she passed away, and her daughter was 13 years old. So we took her in, then their family took her in, we took her back in. And this young girl had every reason in the world to go south, you know, do whatever the bad thing. Yeah. She put herself through beauty school. She just got married. She's expecting her first child. She turned out to be the most beautiful, amazing young girl I've ever.
Wow, that's a great story. How long did you have her?
Yeah. She was in and out of my house for 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
But now she's close to me as a daughter.
That's
it's
awesome.
Unbelievable.
I said, Bob's got a nice kid. You know, that is nice. I mean, if things were to
she's
happen.
She's 25 years old, man, and I'm telling you, this kid had every reason to go south. And a little bit of guidance from us, her family members, pulled herself out of the home. And she's unbelievable.
Okay, that's a great story, Bob.
Story. Yeah. Hey, yeah, so if they can help the kid out, kids out.
So you're a good man. And you know what? That woman knew it. She knew you were good people.
Yeah, she did. And it's sad, but we still smile and have a drink there every year. So, cool.
Thanks, Bob. Thank you for listening, my friend. Okay.
All right, cool.
Take care. Bye. I find most Bobs are good people. I find that. Don't you?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think in general, that Bob was a nice guy.
How many serial killers are named Bob?
I don't know how many.
How many serial killers?
Yeah. All right. While you're doing that, I'm going to say, Dave, you're up next. Dave, any advice for James today?
Yeah, I was going to say it's okay to say no, but I asked my best friend several years ago to same thing. Mom and I were doing up a will, and I asked him, and he said, listen, I love you guys to death. He says, I just can't do it because I've got too much going on between work and my own girls and this and the other things. And I was okay with it. I'm like, you know what? It's okay. It's a huge responsibility, although God forbid, it would probably never happen. But just saying it's okay to say no. We're still friends to this day. It's not like, you know, we don't talk anymore or anything like that, or I got mad at him.
Yeah.
It was just like, you know, I get it. So I said, just think about all the factors, because it is a big responsibility if and when it ever does come to that, God forbid.
Did you ever find anybody, Dave, to take that responsibility?
Yeah, actually, Mom and I had a mutual friend that same line of work, and he actually, him and his wife agreed.
Dave, can I ask you a question? And I don't mean this to be snarky, but you keep saying Mom and I. Are you referring to your wife?
My what?
Are you referring to your wife when you say Mom and me?
Well, mom and I never married. We ended the relationship shortly after the baby was born. So
the baby's mom.
So yes. That's the baby's mom.
And he calls her mom. Oh, okay. I wasn't sure.
Just like so everyone knows.
Because I know if Dave calls you mom, you're off the ranch on that.
Well, sometimes he'll call me Big Mama, and it's not cool.
No, Big Mama is not cool.
No, Dave.
Listen, wait. What he calls you behind closed doors is your business.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's true. But when he's opening a door for me and he says, go ahead, Big Mama, I don't like it.
Yeah, all right, Dave? Keep trying.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh.
I find most Daves are usually nice.
Yes. How many serial killers are those?
Yeah. All right, say 36. Dirty Laundry's next. Okay, we're going to pick up. Pam, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. You can say happy. She wanted to call and say happy birthday to Brian.
Yes, and to you too, Bob, because you just had one too.
Yeah, thank you.
Right?
It's Brian's day. I'm sick
happy
of me.
Year. Yeah, well.
I'm sick of me. I mean, enough already, right? I mean,
hear it for the May birthdays. Yes.
Right. How many good things can you say about one guy?
I just want you to know you keep me company because I'm all alone here in the morning time, and you really help out.
Oh, that
really helps.
Brian, ring the bell.
It's really comforting to have you.
That's so nice. You know, teacher
that is
says.
Not a word I'd describe
what?
You as.
What's that?
Comforting.
I'm very comforting.
It is. It
isn't
really
he
is.
Sweet?
Sure.
They all are.
I'm
Brian,
all
Bob.
I
might even
scary.
Just ditch the laundry because you know what? It's Brian's day today. Enough about me, Pam. Okay.
Oh, and yet, funny. Here we are, still talking
okay,
about
stop.
It.
Okay, stop. You know, teacher says.
Okay, well, tell James that's his out.
Okay.
Pam says he said he should just sign up for 55+.
I think
community.
That's such a good idea.
That's a good idea. Because
you can't.
Right.
You're like, sorry, bud.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, you should have hit me a year ago. Okay. Thank you, Pam. Oh, what do you got? Let's do a quick laundry.
We're going to do a real quick laundry. It's brought to you by
it's
Century
Brian's
Bank.
Day. It's, nice.
It's Brian Bell's birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to Brian Bell. You know, Brian, your name was very popular when you were born back in the day.
Yeah.
But the most popular baby names right now inspired by celebrities. If you were born today and your mom was watching a lot of television.
Oh, I can only
you ready?
Imagine.
Okay. Saoirse. Hard to spell.
Well,
yeah. Very
for
pretty.
A girl, I mean.
Well, okay. Yeah.
He's not
I'm just throwing through a bunch of names.
Okay,
Archie for a boy.
Archie Bell. There was a singer once named Archie Bell.
And the Drells.
Yeah.
I like that.
Tighten up.
Yep.
Archie
up.
Bell. How about Saint?
Saint Bell.
How about
it could be ironic.
Rain?
Rain.
Rain Bell.
Rain Bell.
How about Banks? That's a daughter. That's Hillary Duff's daughter's name. But
I like that. Banks Bell.
Banks Bell. I like it.
I like that.
Banks Bell. You're either like going to be a golfer or you're going to be accused of something terrible in college.
Or almost like a bank robber's name,
oh,
too.
Banks Bell.
Oh, Banks Bell.
I like
all
Banks Bell.
How about two more? Huh? Onyx?
Onyx.
Cool.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And hey, how about Crew?
Crew.
That's
crew.
Chip and Joanna Gaines' son from Fixer Up.
How do they spell that?
Just like crew. Like
C-R-E-W, that's good. They didn't
crew
go like
Bell.
Motley Crew.
No,
C-R-U-E.
With an umlaut.
Yeah, no.
With an umlaut.
Yeah.
All right, finally, I just want to mention really quickly that the worst series finale voted on now, it's true, what happened. Number three is How I Met Your Mother. Number two is Game of Thrones. And number one is Lost.
Lost was the worst ending ever?
Yeah.
Okay, True Confession Tuesday.
Yeah.
I never watched a single Lost.
Well,
it was lost on me.
Really?
I was doing a morning show. I don't have time to watch TV. But anyway.
You watch so much TV.
What did I miss?
You missed a lot of...
a bad ending.
Why was the ending so bad?
Well...
Oh, you're going to give it away?
Yeah.
Then don't give it away.
Okay.
Fine. I might find myself lost in watching it.
Good show.
Okay. You done?
I am.
Solid report.
Thanks.
Solid.
I've made it quick, and I wanted to wish Brian a happy birthday, and then we can resume talking about you.
No, it's not about Brian today. You didn't get the memo? Watch this.
There was a memo.
Hey, birthday boy, how's the traffic?
Thanks, Bob. makes me feel so special. It is brought to you by the Home Depot.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian, and Brian's having a birthday today. And the phone's lighting
happy
up
birthday.
For him. Hey, go ahead, say happy birthday.
Hey, Brian, how long have you been at the station?
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Long time.
two decades.
I've been with you guys since you were in Framingham.
Wow.
Okay. And you're like a kid to us. We just watch you grow up and become the profession you are. And it's just awesome to hear you three now.
Thanks.
And Brian, I hope you have the best birthday ever. And I know you live on the South Shore near us, and we listen to you all the time. So nice. You guys are the best, and Brian, you are the best.
Appreciate
Enjoy,
it.
Enjoy, buddy.
Thanks, That's man. Great. Thank
That's
you.
So Very nice. Nice. Okay.
That's a nice call. Thanks. Brian's been there forever. I mean, he's been there forever.
Long time.
No, you. Somebody else wants to call. Hey, ROR, good morning.
This is Laura.
Hi,
I'm
Laura.
On my way to work.
Okay. And, so you want to wish Brian a happy birthday?
Yes, you guys are wonderful. I listen to you guys every morning. I love the, the Super Smart? Oh, so funny. I love it.
Great. Well, go ahead and wish, Brian's right here. Go ahead, wish him happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Brian. You have an awesome day and a great week.
Brian, what are you doing today?
Gonna pick up my kids. Gonna drop off my kids. Gonna spread some mulch. You know,
just a dad's
Tuesday.
Dream. Dad's dream. Oh,
yeah.
You know
That's
what?
How it usually is.
I'm gonna have a beer for you.
All right.
You can't. I will. You know.
I didn't say I wasn't gonna there have a go. Beer.
Yeah, I'm just gonna mulch in. Just,
yeah, but I won't be mulching. Hey, thank you though for the kind words.
All right, you're welcome. Have a great day,
okay.
Guys. Love you all.
Oh, geez, bye. Gee, you know, the teacher says,
what?
Every time the bell rings, we get another paycheck.
We get to go home, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good, too.
No, don't get our LDF excited.
Yeah,
anyway,
right.
It's your birthday. You brought him some nice stuff.
I did the same sort of thing as with you.
I love it.
Everybody
so
their
good.
Favorite things.
So good.
Because, you know, that's important.
Well,
plus,
not all
I got
my
you this.
Things,
well,
some good looking things in there.
What's in there, LBF?
It wouldn't fit in here. No.
Well, let him open, I guess.
There you go.
So it's in a
it
kind
open
of a,
bar.
So you got Marshalls yesterday when they were yelling at you?
That was what I bought. The open
that's
bar cool. thing.
Well,
it's like I needed something to put in.
What would you call it? A bar pail or a bar?
It's bin? It's like a tin, big giant like
it's
bucket.
Yeah, bucket. It's a bucket.
Excited. We got with, some gluten free beer in
nice,
here.
Nice.
And this is a gluten free beer I haven't had.
So that's why I bought it because I'm like I've never heard of it.
Okay.
Exciting. Some. Look, some almonds.
Hot almonds.
It's all hot stuff because he likes hot stuff.
He likes it. It's insane.
Ooh.
Well, it's very nice.
I appreciate it.
And
that,
gluten-free all the stuff because he's got the gluten-free
He's GF.
Thing. Mm-hmm. Bob's ready.
And there's a little card there with a little extra something in there for you.
Yeah.
Very so nice. There you go. Oh, and Bob got you something, too.
Oh, thanks.
There you go.
Yeah.
Anyway,
and now you're done till October.
Yeah, drinkable too.
Yeah, it's drinkable. Hey, Brian, we just want to say happy birthday. Oh, you're the best. There's no better producer than Brian Bell, I'll tell you
Thanks,
that.
Thanks, guys. That's really
Keep
nice.
Keep this train wreck on the
right?
tracks, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah, well, keeps me in line.
Okay.
Just about the top of the hour.
You it's great because his wife takes care of him at home, keeps him on track, and he keeps us on track here.
Right.
Isn't that right, Brian?
Yeah, because I don't know what the heck I'm doing at home. It's the only place I know what I'm doing.
All right. Fine. Good.
All right. Oh, happy birthday, buddy.
Happy Thank birthday.
You. There we Thank go. You. Hey, we got Genesis tickets. Not for you, Brian. For some listeners in the next hour or so, okay?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.